Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. You're listening to the fastest-growing radio show in the South. Thank you again, guys. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. Okay? Now, before we get into the show, I just wanted to say thank you to my listening audience and everyone who listens to the show, whether you're listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, or if you're listening via landline or cell phone. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. So continue listening to the show, guys, as often as you can. And I'll keep doing it as often as I can. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in. And once you get into the show, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air with myself, okay? Whether you want to comment on something or give your opinion about something or just start a totally new subject, today is Free for All Friday. All lines are open for you guys. This is your day to discuss any subject that you want. I don't care what it is, okay? Free for All Friday. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And please, when you call into the show, go ahead and press the number one, and I'll put you on the air if you want to be on the air, okay? I'll put you on the air if you want to be on the air. Now, today's word of the day is, here it comes, Semaphorus. I'm sorry. Semelpurus. Semelpurus. Okay? Semelpurus is an adjective, and it means reproducing or breeding only once in a lifetime. Semelpurus is an adjective, and it means reproducing or breeding only once in a lifetime. Semelpurus, S-E-M-E-L-P-A-R-O-U-S, reproducing or breeding once in a lifetime. There are lots of women who are semelpurus, and have only, you know, reproduced once in their lifetime. Okay, had one child. Okay, some animals are semelpurus. Okay, where they only had one offspring. Deer or one only got pregnant one time, only reproduced once, okay? And that's semelpurus, so you guys can grab that and put it in your vocabulary if you want. But I'm on the show, and so that's our word of the day. Now, right now at, let's see what we have for weather today. Right now it's 76 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 91, low 67 tonight. Saturday, we're looking at 92 and 70 at night. Sunday, 92 and 71 at night with a scattered thunderstorms on Saturday. Monday, you're looking at 95 and 72 degrees at night. So we're getting to where we're playing in the 90s during the day, and then we're dropping to the 70s at night, which is, you know, very nice out at night. If you can keep the mosquitoes from biting you at night, the nighttime is perfect right about now. Okay, so that's your weather, guys, and again, thank you for tuning in and welcome to the show. Now, again, today is Free Fall Friday, so you guys can call in and be on the show. I'll put you on the air. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. A few things that I wanted to talk about this morning is, one is they're having Muhammad Ali's funeral today. They've been showing it. They are live on ESPN. So I believe it's live. It may be something that was taped yesterday. I don't know, but I believe it's live. I saw Mike Tyson. They had Evander Holyfield. I forgot the guy's name that boxed, another boxer. It's going to be a bunch of boxers in the house. And also Will Smith, you know, there are going to be lots of famous people at this place. And you know, because he was famous, he was known all around the world, and he was known as the most recognizable athlete in the world. Okay, Muhammad Ali. So if you guys would like to or whatever, you can go to ESPN and watch or listen or watch or whatever the Muhammad Ali homegoing service. I don't know if they have cameras inside the place, but they do. They are outside anyway. Okay, so they were showing the family cars coming into the parking lot to go in for the service. Also, the once and for all, I think I'm going to put this story to rest. The gorilla incident. They were going to press charges against the family, but thinking of better things to do, I guess they're not going to charge the family at all. All charges have been dropped against the family whose little boy, little four-year-old, accidentally fell into the gorilla habitat in Cincinnati at the zoo, and they had to, and they killed the gorilla. So I'm put that story to rest. Also, I wanted to talk about a little bit about the rape, R-A-P-E, the rape of this young lady who was at Stanford University. She got raped by a 20-year-old. She was 23. She got raped by a 20-year-old white student who was an All-American swimmer. And he only got 6 months in prison, in jail, rather. I won't say prison because he's not going to prison. He's going to a county jail. Okay? He's not going to a prison where they will rape him. He's going to a city jail for 6 months. And just a few months before this case came to trial, there was a trial of a black student that raped another student. I'm not sure what campus it was, but this guy got 15 years in prison. They gave him 15 years in prison for rape. Now, I don't know the differences between the what happened, everything surrounding, you know, each deal, each crime. I just know that both of them are crimes, punishable by years in prison. And if you're going to give the black guy maximum sentence, why shouldn't this white guy get maximum sentence? They committed same kind of crime, a young lady. Both raped a young lady who was unconscious. And one gets 15 years, one gets 6 months. Who do you think got the 6 months, white or black? The white guy got the 6 months. And it's sad to see how terribly disparaging it is for these people to get the difference in years in prison. This young white boy in Stanford got 6 months in jail for raping the unconscious woman. And the black student, I'm not sure what campus it was, but he got 15 years in prison for raping an unconscious. I mean, both of them are rape. Both of them are rape. Why does one get 15 years in jail, in prison, and the other one gets 6 months in county jail? I just don't understand it. But there's an investigation going on right now to see if anything can be done about that judge's sentencing. And then I read on yesterday that this guy may have may have to spend only 4 months in county prison. He may be eligible to be out within 4 months. So he probably won't serve the entire 6 months in jail. Not prison, jail, where the black student has to go to prison for 15 years. He got 15 years in prison. Something's, you know, terribly wrong with our judicial system as far as white and black are concerned. Now, what else? I also wanted to talk a little bit about money. Just having a discussion with a few people at work, and I know they're listening, but some people don't have a clue about money or what to do with their money. And, you know, we were talking about, of course, we have a big pool going at work. We all put in and play the lottery together. So if you hit the lottery, then it's six of us. So how much would each person get? Yada, yada, yada. So I brought up the thing where I wouldn't take the cash money. I don't want them to take half of my money and give me the other half. That's what happens when you take the cash option, right, out of the lottery. That's what happens when you take the cash option. They take about half the money in taxes or whatever. But if you decide to take the annuity, which is yearly payments, okay, then you get the full amount of money. You just have to take it in yearly increments. So whatever the payment is, okay, say you won it last night, okay, and you went to the lottery office today to get your money. So this today is what, Friday the 10th. And so you go downtown to get your money, and they give you a check because you want the annuity. You don't want the whole $40 million or whatever. You want the annuity. So you're gonna take $40 million for 30 years. Okay. Now that's $1.5 million or something a year. Let's just pull it even. Let's just say that's $2 million a year. Okay, now you take $2 million a year, and you know you pay taxes on that income. That's income that's coming to you, but you get to do all kinds of stuff with that money. Okay, you can give a bunch of it away. You can start your own foundation, and put a lot of money into the foundation. So that'll bring your income way down, so you don't have to pay taxes on that income. Instead of paying taxes on $2 million, you'll pay taxes on, say, $400,000, okay, according to what you do with the money, okay? And so I'd rather take $2 million a year and get, I don't know what $2 million a year give you. Maybe close to $200,000 a month. I don't know if that's exact amount, but I'm just kicking out some numbers here. I mean, I can, let's see, I'm going to say $2 million divided by 12 equals, you're getting $166,000 a month, okay? You come from making whatever you're making now, let's say you're making $5,000 a month right now, take home pay. Now you go to making $166,000 a month. You're not going to work every day. I can live off $166,000 a month, and I can manage $166,000 a month, because if you're managing $5,000 a month right now, living the way you're living, you can step your game way up. A car or two, a nice house, a nice place to live, and not have to work every day, and you can live comfortably. I mean, you may not live like a billionaire, but you live like a millionaire, right? And you got that $166,000 coming to your account every month. And you can bust it down into 2 weeks like you get paid now. Every 2 weeks, you have, $80-something thousand, $83,000 coming into your account every 2 weeks. You can do that. But instead, these guys said, "Nah, Frank, I want the money. I want a lump sum." Okay, so now you go from $40 million. That's the amount you won, to $20 million, which they're gonna take about half that money. Okay, go to $20 million. Now you got $20 million to last you the rest of your life. Now I'm 50 years old. Give or take a year or two. So I'm planning on living at least another 30 years. Okay? 30, 40 years. $20 million over 30 or 40 years, hey, somebody could handle that money, but you probably couldn't handle that money. That's what I'm saying to them, because if you can't manage $5,000 a month that you're making now, you can't manage having $20 million in your account. You're going to start shuffling that thing out your hand. That money going to start flying out your hand so fast. You're going to start doing so much crazy stuff with your money that the next thing you know, in maybe 5 years down the road, you pump the brakes. Whoa! Man, I don't have but $5 million left. Now, 5 years from now, you got $5 million left, but you got 25 years of life to live. If you think about it, you will spend the hell out of that money. You get it like that, you're going to spend the hell out of it. You're not going to be disciplined enough to put it away and take, $90,000 a month to take care of you, draw $90,000 a month out of it. You're gonna suck that money out. You're going to start spending it as soon as you get it. See, I say you need to sit down with somebody that knows about money, knows about big money, somebody that you can trust, and say, what am I to do with this money? And start handling it, guys. You got to think about handling your money, handling money. You come into a big sum of money, yeah, you can live off of it for the rest of your life if you do it right. And again, most people, if you watch this, there's a show that come on TV to say the lottery changed my life. A lot of people, I mean a lot of people who's won millions of dollars from the lottery are right now broke, having to go back to work because they squander the money. Just passing it out, giving it away, buying extravagant stuff. I mean, I got a dream car. Yeah, I got a dream car. A Corvette is my dream car. The dream car that I could afford is a Corvette. Okay? A dream car that I can afford is a Ferrari Testarossa. Okay? That's my super dream car, is a Ferrari Testarossa. And so I'd buy me a Ferrari Testarossa and a Corvette. And I get my wife whatever she wanted, whatever. Yeah. Get what you want. Okay. But you can get that within making, your income being $166,000 a month. You can do that. You can do that if you got $20 million in the bank. Go pay cash for these cars. Bam, bam. Pay cash for them. Okay? You can do that. You can go out and buy you a couple of $1 million a home that's maybe $2.8 million or something. They're out there. And now you squandered $2.8 million. Out of your 20. Now you got maybe $17 million left. And you've only bought a couple of cars and a house. We aren't talking about living. We aren't talking about trips you might want to take. We aren't talking about, taking care of your kids' school, doing this and doing that, and bills and groceries and everything that's involved. You don't have to live way, way, way up there. You can, but you don't have to. You don't know what life have to throw at you. 818-301-5834. Today is Free Fall Friday. You guys can call in and voice, make your comments on anything, on any subject you may want to talk about. I also wanted to talk about why some men, not all men, love to fight one another. Why do they like to fight each other? I mean, some women are so edgy and act like their man gets on their nerves so much, they want to fight. Some want to fight physically, fight, or they verbally fight each other all the time. Why does that happen? Why do some men just want to fight their women? Physically or verbally? Why? And I don't know the answer. I have an opinion, but I don't know the answer. Some women, some men are just like that. I don't know how they grew up. I guess it's the way that they grew up. They grew up in an environment where it was always a fight between maybe their parents. Always fighting each other. Raising hell every day, or maybe every other day, or maybe on the weekends when they get a little bit too much to drink. They want to fight. Break stuff. Break furniture. Break dishes. Break glasses, windows, all kind of stuff like that. Why do some women go around and slash tires or bust out somebody's car windows? I don't know. But some women do that. Some men do that. Why? If you don't get along, get away. So if you don't get along with this girl, get away from her. If y'all gonna fight and scratch and claw all the time? Get away. Leave. Because nothing good is going to come about in that relationship. Y'all fight all the time. Y'all fight all the time. And you say, well, they love each other. Ah, if that's love, man, the other love don't make sense, right? So, I just wonder why some women and some men like to fight. They'll run their good man right out the door because they can't control themselves fighting. Some men will run a good woman away because they can't control themselves from putting their hands on a woman. Girl, I think you've been sleeping around with this dude. Yeah, he found out she's been sleeping around, whatever. Man, leave. If I found that out, I'd have to be gone. Because one thing that men can't deal with is another man being with their woman. We can't deal with it. And a lot of us won't deal with it. We'll leave. You know, although you have lots and lots to lose, lots to deal with, to figure that out, how to deal with it. But some women love to fight. Okay? I got friends like that. I'm sure you have friends like that. Love to fight. Can't even hang out together because at some point they're going to get into it and it's not going to be good. MF this, MF that, you know, F you, and now all that. And they'll do it in front of you. Not in the confines of their home, they'll do it in front of you, in front of strangers, in front of others, at a party, at a club, at a restaurant, whatever. It's sad, but it's true. Some women and some men love to fight. And again, guys, I just don't want to. I'm going to, like I said, this is going to be my last day of talking about this gorilla incident. Okay? The gorilla incident is over. They dropped the charges against the family. Let's move on. Okay? The gorilla is gone. The kid is okay. Let's move on. You know, by continuing to bring it up, it just makes it worse. Okay? Leave it alone. Let's move on. Because God forbid it happening, but in all likelihood, it's gonna happen again. It's gonna happen again. Somebody's going to get too anxious or going to try to get at a certain point where they can get a good camera shot or the tiger is all the way up here so we can't really see him. But if I lean over real far right here, y'all hold my belt now. Hold the back of my pants now so I won't fall. But if I lean over way over here, I can get this shot of this tiger. And then you lean in way over here and all of a sudden pick your belt breaks or whatever. And you fall into the tiger habitat. That tiger, you know, Tear your ass up. But like I said, God forbid it ever happening again. But it probably will. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, this is going to be a tremendous weekend as far as weather goes. So I want you guys to take some time this weekend and fire up your grills and get some barbecuing going and eat good this weekend and have you a few beverages of your choice and have a good time this weekend. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. Sunday may be the only day that we may have scattered thunderstorms. I'd like to be on the lake this weekend. It's going to be a really nice weekend this weekend. And when I was talking about the lottery and the money with the lottery, I need a lake house, a house on the lake. And it doesn't have to be anything extravagant. There had to be $2-3 million. But I'd like a house on the lake with a dock. I can pull my new covered pontoon boat up to it. And then, you know, weekends like this weekend, you can pull out on a Saturday, put all your picnic stuff together, sandwiches, cooks, chips, cookies, pastries, and with drinks and all that stuff. I mean, they've got these pontoon boats now where you can have a small gas barbecue grill on it, where you can have it on there. It's mounted on the side of the pontoon boat. You can twist it where it kind of sticks out over the water, and once you anchor your boat somewhere in a nice cool cove, you can anchor your boat out there and turn your grill on and put your burgers or hot dogs or steaks or whatever you're cooking, put that on the grill while you're out on the lake and just sit back and listen to some nice soft music. Not all this bang, bang, hippity guy, you got to cut it. Not all that. I'm talking about some smooth stuff, you know, some Freddie, you know, some what's his name? Buddy and Maze, Frankie Beverly and Maze. Listen to some smooth jazz or something. You know, listen to some nice music. And you got a covered pontoon boat, so you got the big cover over the top, so you got plenty of shade. And you could just sit back, man, with your swim trunks on, nice weather, and just chill. Flip your burgers every now and then, eat, you know, stay out there for hours. Then as the sun started to set, you crank back up and you drive it back to the house, park at the house, and tie it back on and go on back to the house. Think about doing it on Sunday. Hey, guys, have a great weekend. I'll see you guys on Monday morning, 10 o'clock a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and these men and women fighting, just don't do it. But take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you Monday morning, 10 o'clock a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care.
Hello, this is Angela. I'm sorry I'm unable to ask this call right now. So please, at the sign of the beep, leave your name and number, and I will contact you.